Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, everybody. I'm Montgomery Jones, and today's featured Wikipedia article is Western Chalukya Empire. The Western Chalukya Empire was a powerful South Indian dynasty that ruled a large part of the Deccan region between the 10th and 12th centuries. The empire was founded by Tailappa II in 973 and reached its peak under the rule of Vikramaditya VI in the 12th century. The Western Chalukya Empire was known for its military prowess and administrative skills. The empire's territory extended from the Malaprabha River in the north to the Tungabhadra River in the south, and from the Arabian Sea in the west to the Krishna River in the east. One of the most notable rulers of the Western Chalukya Empire was Vikramaditya VI, who expanded the empire's territory and patronized the arts and literature. The empire also had strong ties with the Eastern Chalukya dynasty and the Chola dynasty, as well as with other South Indian and Southeast Asian states. The Western Chalukya Empire was known for its architectural and artistic achievements, particularly in the form of temples and sculptures. The empire's capital was at Kalyani, modern-day Basva Kalyan in Karnataka, which was a center of culture and learning during the empire's heyday. The decline of the Western Chalukya Empire began in the late 12th century as the empire faced invasions from the Hoysala dynasty and the Yadava dynasty. The empire eventually fragmented into smaller kingdoms in the 13th century. Despite its eventual decline, the Western Chalukya Empire left a lasting impact on South Indian history and culture. The empire's legacy can be seen in the numerous temples and sculptures that still stand in the Deccan region, as well as in the literature and inscriptions that document the empire's achievements. Ultimately, the Western Chalukya Empire played a significant role in shaping the history of South India during the medieval period. I'll be back this time tomorrow with another featured article. Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Classic Studios with information sourced from Wikipedia.org. We donate to the Wikipedia Foundation.